So Ross, you chalked up your first league win of the season last weekend. How much of a boost was it to get those first 3 points on the board?
Yeah, it was important. We said from the outset, by Christmas, we wanted to try and have ourselves off the bottom of the table. We went up there, we had a good game plan, and to be fair, the girls were brilliant. First 45 minutes, you know, we should have really been further ahead, and I think 3-0 at half-time, it was always going to be make sure we try and get the first goal second half and try and see the game out. And although we didn't get that goal in the second half, to keep another clean sheet, the girls were really pleased, as am I.
And psychologically, moving off the bottom of the table as well, that can only come hand in hand with that.
Yeah, it's one game. We're certainly not going to get carried away. I won't let the girls get carried away. And I think moving forward, we know what our target is, and you know whether we can get off, whether we can get ourselves safe by the end of January, or it takes the last minute of the last game of the season. You know, as long as we know what our target is, and it's just how we get there. So yeah, psychologically, it have done them the world of good. But again, we've got another big game this week, and then, you know, the games don't get any easier in this league that we're in.
Yeah, and every game comes thick and fast, and 3 points of vital every week. How much are you looking forward to this weekend?
Again, it's another game. It's another opportunity for us to go and try and get points on the board, whether that be three, which would be brilliant, or if we can get one. Again, we'd want to try and keep this unbeaten run going for as long as we can, but we're playing a very good side on Sunday, and Birmingham and West Mids girls were very experienced at not just this level, but you know, levels above. You know, they've got Chrissy Torkilton playing for them, who 3-4 years ago was playing in the Champions League and Super League for Birmingham. So they're going to be a different challenge to what we had on Sunday, but we've got to stand up to it, and we've got a game plan. We've got to go and have a go at them.
I know the girls in good spirits now, coming off the back of two wins, looking forward to this challenge now.
I think they should be. You know, again, they should be. You know, from a defensive point of view, kept two clean sheets. From an offensive point of view, we've scored 6 goals. Training's been bubbly. It's been very bright. You know, numbers have been really good. And like I said, I've said from day one since I've met this group, one thing they are giving me, and the football club and one another, is 100% work rate, effort and endeavour. And as long as we can do that, there is going to be times where we're going to drop points and lose games this season potentially, but you know, they've shown there's another side to them now, that they can go away from home and find a way to win. They did it in the County Cup the week before against a team a couple of leagues below. You know, we've got this game on Sunday, then we've got the County Cup just before Christmas. So again, we have got plenty of games coming up, and then we have, I think it's like a 4-week break or something like that. So the challenge, you know, by the end of, or getting towards Christmas, is can we be unbeaten? And if we can, then brilliant.
And just personally for yourself, since coming in, you enjoying it?
Love it. I think the support we've had from the club, the support from the girls, you know, it's been great. Brought a couple of staff members in who, like you said, we just want to try and create a positive environment. And for me, there was a good environment when I took the group over, in terms of, you know, a togetherness. And again, credit must go to Sarah and Keith and Piers for that, because, that, you know, that they had a good tight-knit group together. We just needed to get